prophet is someone who speaks the will of God. So let me ask you something. Are there still prophets in this world today or not? Does God still speak prophetically through some of his people today or not? Well, there's only one way to find out. What does his word have to say on the subject? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again as we revisit another of this year's most popular messages. And this one, The Power of the Prophetic, had a huge response. So please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet called The Best of 2019. I'd love to send you a free copy to bless you at this special time of year. It's just fantastic to be with you at the beginning of another week. And yes, we're continuing again this week in our look at how it is that God speaks to us today, right here and now in the 21st century. It's interesting. Way back in the Old Testament, God spoke to his people through prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all those Old Testament prophets, men whom God called to speak his message to his people. Then in the New Testament, he speaks to us first and foremost through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and through the apostles and the other writers of the New Testament books. And he's still using those through his word, the Bible, to speak to us today by his Spirit. He speaks to us today through the word of God. But it's interesting, the New Testament in particular tells us how his Spirit speaks to us today. Sometimes it's easy to ignore that. It's easy to get all dull and boring about the way that God communicates with us. But God is a stunningly creative communicator. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, dull and boring about how God communicates with you and me. And one of the ways he does that is through the power of the prophetic. So today, that's what we're going to take a look at on the program. Now, in embarking on this today, I acknowledge that there are some amongst God's people who simply believe that there are no more prophets today, that that is something that belongs to the past and not the present. What's a prophet? Well, quite simply, a prophet is someone who speaks on behalf of God, someone who speaks the will of God into the lives of God's people. So, some people believe that there are no prophets today, and yet other traditions and denominations really emphasize the prophetic dimension of God's communication, and sadly, some do so to the point of abusing the prophetic. What do I mean by that? Well, I don't carry any particular denominational baggage or tradition around this whole thing. My heart is simply to open up God's Word, the Bible, and to figure out what is God saying and to go with what God says. So that's precisely what we're going to do today. Let's take a look. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church in Corinth after Jesus has died and risen again and ascended into heaven. This is the fledgling New Testament church that the Apostle Paul is writing to. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 4. Have a listen. Paul writes, "There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, and to another workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of those tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." So here Paul's talking about supernatural gifts that are given to people in the family of God, and not just to special super Christian leader people. Have a listen again, verse 7, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." To each person, to each believer, is given one or more of these supernatural gifts. Now, I have heard people say, well, you know, that was for back then, not for now. This passage, 1 Corinthians 12, rolls straight on into 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that famous passage about love, which kind of says, you know, you can have all the gifts under the sun, but unless you use them in love, those gifts are useless. Now, these same people love to quote 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but somehow, perhaps because particularly in the West with our Western mindset, maybe we're uncomfortable with the idea that there might be supernatural gift, things we can't explain rationally, we sometimes want to deny that this bit of the New Testament actually applies to us, but accept other bits that make rational sense to us. I don't know what it is, but I find nothing, let me say, nothing in the New Testament that tells me that this thing of spiritual gifts, supernatural gifts, was meant for then and not for now. Nothing. And the gifts? Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, extraordinary faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment of the Spirit, speaking in different kinds of tongues, interpreting different tongues. One of the arguments against words of wisdom and words of knowledge and prophecy is that these so-called modern-day prophets set themselves up above the Word of God. They can say things that don't agree with the Scripture, God's Word. So what do we do with that? Well, I have to tell you, like anything else good that God gives us, you can take it and you can abuse it. Absolutely. I've seen it happen in this area where people go for emotionalism and they go for manipulation where they claim to be speaking on behalf of God, but in fact they aren't. They're just operating out of their own flesh and out of their own desires. Is that a reason to believe that God doesn't use prophets? Just because something good from God can be abused doesn't mean that it's not a good thing from God. I mean, back in the Old Testament, there were false prophets. Back in the New Testament times, we see that there were some false prophets. Just because men and women abuse a gift from God doesn't mean that that gift doesn't exist. There are several times in my life where someone has given me a specific prophecy just for me, and all of those, barring one, and that exception simply didn't ring true as being from God, to me or to the other people who were there at the time, but the rest of those prophecies, in fact, had a huge impact on my life. I look back on them now, and they were major turning points. And, you know, they weren't proud people coming to me with a "Thus saith the Lord" type of proclamation. One of the most powerful was from a man called Dennis Adams. He works for a large Christian radio network called HCJB. It was at a conference. I'd just taken over the reins at Christianity Works here in this ministry. My predecessor had taken all our radio programs off air. There were almost no financial supporters. The ministry was almost dead, and I didn't know what to do. I met Dennis for the first time at a Christian media conference. He looked at my name tag. We didn't know each other, but he'd heard some of the short radio messages I'd put together in the past. And almost immediately, tears welled up in his eyes, and with such passion and such conviction, he said to me, "You have to start doing those radio programs again. You just have to." Well, I tell you, Dennis's words pierced my heart that day. And because of that, we spent the last few thousand dollars the ministry had on producing the first series of these programs that at the time we had no idea how we were going to get onto any radio station anywhere. That was only 6 years ago, and today these programs are heard by millions of people each week around the world. I know with all that I am that those words that Dennis Adams spoke to me that day were from God, that they were a prophecy. And without them, I wouldn't be here today. Should we discern prophecies? Absolutely. Should we think them through and pray them through? Absolutely. Should we reject any that don't ring true? Absolutely. But my friend, God's word says that he is still speaking to us today through prophets. Why, oh why, would we want to deny that? Why would we not want to hear when God has something specific to say to you and to me from his heart into our lives? This truly is a special time of year, a time to celebrate, a time to look back, and a time to look forward. And honestly, it has been such a privilege this year to share the good news of Jesus with you and so many others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2019, and it's based on some of this year's most popular messages. So I'm praying that this small gift from me to you will be a mighty blessing. I'll be praying for you and everybody listening to this program that whatever you have going on in your life right now, your heart will be filled with joy as you celebrate the coming of our Savior. Now, you can request your free copy of The Best of 2019 by visiting ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.